Orchid Blues by Stuart Woods. This book is for Phil and Susan Dusenberry. He waited until the last of the line had entered the cinema for the 8 o'clock movie. "All right, let's take a tour," he said to the boy at the wheel. The boy drove slowly around the parking lot. "Here," he said. The boy stopped the car. The man looked at the parked vehicle. It was an older Ford commercial van, well cared for and clean. "Wait a minute," he said. He got out of the car and grabbed his tool bag. "Drive over to the edge of the parking lot and wait. When you see the van's headlights go on, follow me home. I'll be making a lot of turns."
"Yes, sir,"
the boy said. He slipped a pair of rubber gloves on, then walked over to the van and tried the door. Unlocked. It took him less than a minute to punch the steering lock and start the van. He switched on the lights and checked the odometer. 48,000 miles, not bad. He backed out of the parking space and drove out of the lot onto the highway. In the rearview mirror, he watched the boy fall in behind him, well back. He drove for a couple of minutes, constantly making turns, checking the mirror. Then he turned down a dirt road, drove 100 yards, and stopped. The boy stopped behind him. He sat in the van and watched the traffic pass on the highway for 5 minutes. Then he made a U-turn and went back to the highway and headed west. He had 2 hours before the van's owner would come out of the movies and discover his loss, but he needed only half an hour. 25 minutes later, he drove into the little town, and 5 minutes after that he pulled the van into the large steel shed behind his business. Half a dozen men, who had been sitting around a poker table, stood up and walked over.
"Looks good," one of them said.
"It'll do. Only 48K on the clock, and it runs like a sewing machine. Let's do it."
Everybody went to work. First, they donned rubber gloves, then they washed the van thoroughly and cleaned the interior and fastened 2 rough wooden benches to the floor.